How to Neighbors, Beef Buzzing with you today with American Angus Association President John Pfeiffer. Back with John in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 7th on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time with 20,800 head to be offered, 2,500 yearling steers, 1,400 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 1,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. We're at the 2019 American Angus Association Convention way out west in Reno, Nevada, and with us today, John Pfeiffer from Central Oklahoma, the president of American Angus Association for a few more days. John, tell me about your time as an officer.
Well, it's been really good, really interesting. There's been a whole lot of stuff happened. This is actually my ninth year on the Angus Board. It doesn't seem possible that we've had 9 years, but we went through a lot of changes, especially this year with the change of CEO. I mean, we've changed two CEOs while I've been on the board this time. I made the statement that one day, and my wife told me that I couldn't tell anybody that, but I actually, my first three meetings this year were with three different CEOs, when we did with the interim CEO. And we have went through a lot of change, but there's a lot of positive things. And even though the ag economy is not as good and the crops is not as good as they are, our breeders are really excited and positive, even though the prices are not as good, that things are going to get better and the Angus breed is going to continue to grow. And with certified Angus beef and the demand that millennials have for eating beef, it looks like a bright future for the breed, and we're excited about it.
Before serving as an officer for the American Angus Association, John also served on the Certified Angus Beef Board.
It was lucky. The year I was chairman of CAB was the year we went over 1 billion pounds, which was really a neat thing to happen. We have a wonderful team at CAB. They understand what consumers want. They try to provide us information as producers of what we need to produce. In the last, since the droughts, and we come out of 2008, in this last 10-year span, we went from acceptance rates of 15% to acceptance rates over 35%. That's due to breeders and genetics. It's not something that just happened. If it wasn't for the effort and the selection pressure that breeders are putting on, and with the new genomics data that partners like Zoetis and Neogen are putting in, and we have Neogen today announcing a new upgrade in the chip that we're going to be using, those are the things that have made it possible for us to accomplish those things and get those kinds of things. Our breeders to do that. It's the family breeders that made this happen.
And the Certified Angus Beef brand, obviously the gold standard of branded beef in the country, that has helped your seed stock folks, but also their customers, right?
It has helped that. It's driven the sale of registered Angus bulls. And that's why Certified Angus Beef was created. It was, the whole goal behind it was, and if you look at the mission statement of it, it's to increase the value of registered Angus cattle. And because of the way it's been handled and the way the changes have been made and as we've adapted to changes in the market, it's allowed that to happen. And that's what's one of the fun things about it and the positive things about it.
Along the way, you mentioned some of those genomic improvements. That has been just almost a tsunami type thing as far as the amount of change that's brought to the industry.
Oh, it has, because we were, we finished up the meeting that we had this morning with them. When I came on the board is when we signed our first contract with Neogen to begin to do genomic hats and link them to EPDs. Now here, 10 years later, we have two companies. We have Zoetis and Neogen both, and we have Neogen, which is giving lots of information, and they're going to expand what they're doing with this chip. They've identified a lot more SNPs they're going to do. We're going to begin to look at traits that are really hard to breed for, like fertility and some of the fertilities that go with that, and we're going to begin to look at some feed efficiency that goes through there. So those are all real important things that are important to our breeders, and it'll make it more profitable for them to breed cows.
Outgoing president of the American Angus Association, John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.